Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. It is good to be with you today. Today is Tuesday, September 19th. We're wrapping up our three-part series on avoiding employee theft in your agency. Part one, we talked about opportunity. Has to be there. If you can avoid opportunity for your employees to steal from your agency, that's the best course of action, clearly. Episode 110 yesterday was on the number two component, and that is employee motive or pressure. Today, we're wrapping up the series with part three, and that is rationalization. Today's episode is sponsored by ePay Policy, easier payments built just for insurance. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on payment processing. I'll take you over to those fine folks at ePay Policy. Again, built just for insurance. A lot of payment processors won't touch us. ePay Policy was built especially for us, and they're competitive with those other folks that won't do business with us either, which is nice. So today's episode of the 5-Minute Daily Insurance Meditation, we're talking about rationalization. So the third element of the fraud triangle is rationalization. When the opportunity exists, motive or pressure is present, an individual can rationalize his behavior. The timing is right for occupational fraud to occur within your agency. Some types of rationalization are entitlement, previously acceptable behavior, temporary situation, and depersonalization. So let's talk about the first one, entitlement. It's a type of rationalization when an individual thinks that he or she is entitled to something, even though it does not legally belong to them. We all know that there's some of that going on today, right? I'm entitled to more pay. I did not get a bonus I was entitled to. My boss makes too much money. I should be making as much money as somebody else that I work with. Those are the kind of entitlement aspects that increase the likelihood of employee fraud. Previously acceptable behavior. Another type of rationalization is when an individual goes through a thought process that some type of act was previously acceptable and now it's not. Perhaps your company used to allow employees to take tablet computers home for personal use on the weekends, vacation, and then you said, we're not going to do that anymore. An employee wants the tablet or computer to take on vacation, so they simply take it without anyone's knowledge. The rationalization is that the practice of using company-owned tablet computers for personal use used to be acceptable, but now it's not. So in other words, if something was acceptable in the past, then it should remain acceptable now. Rationalization to this person means that rules and procedures should never change, especially if it affects me. Temporary situation. Many individuals rationalize fraudulent acts by telling themselves that it's just a temporary situation. They are just borrowing something and they'll replace it soon. The employee thinks that whatever is taken will never be missed and will soon be replaced. Many employees who steal money use this as their rationalization. They need it for a very short period of time. They borrow it when the opportunity arises and believe that they will pay it back shortly. The problem is that shortly never comes, and the money never gets paid back. Now, the individual starts to think how easy it was to borrow, better known as stealing, the first time, so he or she will just borrow again and again and again. Even though the employee in this situation might have the best intentions of returning the money, it almost never happens. The last one, depersonalization. Another form of rationalization is depersonalizing the fraudulent act. The perpetrator thinks he is not stealing from another person, but only stealing from a business entity that is a non-human, thereby depersonalizing the situation. This employee might not even consider stealing from another person, but views the business as not being comprised of owners, managers, coworkers. Doing so would humanize the business and make the criminal act more personal. For this type of perpetrator, stealing from a business is then more acceptable stealing from someone the employee knows. So again, if you have the rationalization component present, if you have employees who are entitled, you used to allow something that you no longer allow, you have employees going through some kind of temporary hard time, or you have employees that tend to depersonalize your agency from you, that is the third alarm bell for employee theft to occur. And this has been your 5-Minute Daily Insurance Meditation.